Jets, Stinko, they're five.
It's Cinco to Stinko, we're here to cry. Evan's got the list, let's see who's flying high. We're ranking the years from bad to worse. Jets misery, it's a curse. Cinco to Stinko, no need to cheer. Evan's breaking down the worst of the year. From 96 to the dark days in blue. Every season feels like deja vu.
Oh, God.
It started in 95, what a sight. And 08 was close, but they couldn't fight. From 96 to 20s, they're all the same. Jet seasons just bring eternal pain. Cinco to Stinko, no need to cheer. Evan's breaking.
Cinco to Stinko, I keep forgetting what I was calling it. All right, so did you like that one, T?
I mean, the lyrics were pretty good.
Thank you. We present to you number, and by the way, you're going to like this, Tiki. They come with audio accompaniment.
Ooh.
Okay? Here it is, number five.
Snap, Hennessy, hole, Morstead, 50-yarder. No good! A rain-soaked Sunday afternoon in New Jersey. 10-9, the final. The Broncos outlast the New York Jets.
Time out. That is not true, okay? That is not the list. Let's start this one more time. Here is number five.
Protection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd. New this year, and after spending 3 years with the Rams, the former first-round pick of the Bears, and now Rodgers sits down. A loss of 10 on the play, and hopefully the Jets are thinking that's the only loss on that play.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't the only loss on the play. At number five, last year's 2023 New York Jets. It was a year in which, yes, that injury was a punch to the stomach, but as you guys remember, because we were all working together, I still had hope. I still believed they could be a contender, they could be a playoff team.
They won the game!
I know, but the season as a whole, finishing 7-10, the promise of if Rodgers was healthy, how different things would have been. I put 2023 as number five on my Cinco de Stinko list. You agree with that, or you?
I agree. I got to see what number four is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
I need context here.
I was going to say, this is one of those things, Evan, where I think you want to hear the whole list in context before you realize, did you get this one wrong or not?
Fair enough. Let's go to number four.
Fumble. But he recovered the fumbles, the hits. He leaves the game with a shoulder injury. That's his surgically repaired shoulder. Yeah. And Jay Fiedler would replace him.
That, of course, was Chad Pennington, week three against the Jacksonville Jaguars during the 2005 season. Now, remember where the Jets were at this point. Herm Edwards was the head coach. They made the playoffs in 01. They made the playoffs, including winning the division in 2002, took a step back in 03, and then were in the AFC divisional round in 2004. That, of course, was the famous Doug Bryan game. They had been in the playoffs three out of four seasons. They had an over-under number of nine going into the 05 season. Chad gets hurt. They go to Jay Fiedler. Jay Fiedler gets hurt. They end up having a four-win season, and it turns into the end of Herm Edwards. 2005 is number four on my Cinco de Stinko for worst seasons in Jet history.
I can see that one.
Thank you. Yeah, you remember that. Yeah, you were on the other side laughing, weren't you?
No, I wasn't, but I do remember that one.
Well, you know what? You'll remember this one, and so will Sean, and so will all the Giant fans. I present to you in my Cinco de Stinko of worst seasons in Jet history, number three.
Some positive yards here just so you can punt the ball from a normal distance.
Manning on 3rd and 10. He fires, and the catch is made by Cruz, who breaks free. One man to beat. Victor Cruz down the sideline. Cruz is going to take it all the way, tying an NFL record, 99 yards from Manning to Cruz.
Oh, God.
That's a great year, Ev.
That's a great call by Kenny Albert there.
I knew you guys would celebrate that part of it.
No, but Ev, you were alive until the end. That's a good little fun season.
Yeah, good little fun season. But that wasn't the only thing that made 2011 such a disappointing season. The Victor Cruz play is what ended it all. They're 8-5. They lose against the Eagles. They lose against the Giants. The final game of the year against the Dolphins was when they were fighting in the huddle. Like, it ended in such disgrace. And it was also a year, remember, they're coming off back-to-back championship games. And do you guys remember who they added to the roster for the 2011 season? You guys should remember because it's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress.
Did they really?
Yes.
Why do I not remember that at all?
That game, he came out as the only lone captain for the coin toss for the Jets.
Yeah. So it wasn't just the way they lost the Victor Cruz game. It was back-to-back title games, 8-5. At least we're going back to the playoffs. We'll see. Not that they're going back to a title game. They collapse in the final three games. They're fighting in the huddle. It was as disappointing a season as one could have. In fact, I was thinking about putting 2011 even higher. But it just shows you how bad Jet history has been that it's only number three. So let's get to number two. Why don't we?
Now, on this Curtis Martin fumble, watch Vinny Testaverde. Just keep your eye on him. And he didn't do much, Tom.
Well, that's just a matter of that turf. You're backing up. You try to push off. And we all thought as we were sitting there watching it that it might be his Achilles.
Ruptured left Achilles, out for the season.
Oh, goodness gracious.
By the way, this is why you see quarterbacks now when they turn the ball over. Most of them don't do anything.
Because of what could eventually happen?
You don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
You don't want to take... I mean, Tua did it earlier this year and got crushed by people because he put his head down and tried to tackle somebody with all the concussion history that he had. You see quarterbacks not doing anything because it's not worth stopping whatever's going to happen if you lose you for the rest of the game or the rest of the season.
You're right. Look, this was, of course, a year 1999 coming off the AFC Championship game. Very similar to what happened with Aaron Rodgers. And here's the other thing that was very similar about it. It wasn't just the injury, it's what happened next. So Vinny gets hurt, the Jets lose that game to the Patriots, and then Bill Parcells, in his infinite wisdom, decides to stick with Rick Meyer. And Rick Meyer gets week after week after week, kind of reminded me of Zach Wilson. And then finally, when he makes the change to Ray Lucas, that's when the Jets go on their run. The Jets start 1-6, they end 8-8. They actually finish the season strong. If they had gone to Ray Lucas a few weeks earlier, maybe they make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it's similar in that catastrophic injury made worse by how that season played out. But it's only number two. Because the truth is, and I say this now with full confidence in this opinion, the worst season in the history of my lifetime as a New York Jet fan was this one.
Snap, Hennessy, hold, Morstead, 50-yarder! No good! A rain-soaked Sunday afternoon in New Jersey. 10-9, the final. The Broncos outlast the New York Jets.
I play you that clip. That was the 10-9 loss to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this season, this horrible year we just witnessed, the 5-12, has a defining moment the way a lot of those other seasons do.
Yeah, you're right. Aaron Rodgers getting hurt or quarterback going down like Victor Cruz. There wasn't one this year. It was just
I think
you actually probably could have called the firing of Robert Saleh,
yes.
But it wasn't a game moment.
You're right. That's probably the answer. I was thinking about that as you were saying it. Like, if there is a defining moment, it would be the coaching decision. But I really believe, and I know it's only been 5 days, but I wanted to give myself some time, that this season we just completed is the worst season in the history of the New York Jets.
The Jets killed Carl.
You know why I think it is you feel that way? Because other people might not agree with you. And I think they probably don't because there's more painful ones, I think, for most. But this is your first year of season tickets. It's your first year of, like, paying to be in the building. And, you know, what did you go to? 3 games? 4?
You think that's the reason?
Yes.
That's not the
absolutely
reason. You know what the reason is? Honestly, and I think this adds to it, in 1999, which is number two on my list, we were coming off a year of going to the AFC Championship game. In 2011, we were coming off back-to-back years of going to the AFC Championship game. In 2005, which is number four on my list, we were coming off going to the divisional round. Mm. And 2 years before that, going in the divisional round. I think this season is worse because we are so starving for any kind of success. And this team was unable to give it to us. And they were playing irrelevant football from Thanksgiving on. Like, those other years I just mentioned don't even have that.
Right.
Like, there were more recent successes, and there was relevance. That 2011 season, Sean was being kind of trollish, but he's right. Like, we were in the season till the end. Christmas mattered. This season was over in October.
That's why I'm curious. I understand that the burnout of 2011 kills you because of expectations and all of that. But, Evan, the last time either one of our teams picked first overall was 96 because of the 95 Jets with Richie Kotite going 3-13.
That's not the way. But here's why. And I thought about this. The year before that, they were 3-13. So you're telling me a 1-15 year coming off a 3-13 year is the most disappointing? We knew they stunk. Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, if these are the worst seasons you have to sit through. I'm coming off a 3-win season right now. It's hard to imagine that season with, like, the Deshaun Jackson year is not going to register as a worse season for me than this past one.
Well, you know what?
Where
you
does
what,
this one fit for you, Sean?
Where does this Jets season? Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Before
you even answer that, I think you put your mouth where
Put your money where your mouth.
Yeah, put your money where your mouth is. I just made a list. Why don't you make a list, considering the Giants just had this horrible season? Why don't you make a Cinco de Stinko for the New York Giants?
I have no issue making a Cinco de Stinko. I just want to make the parameters clear. There were some bad 70s years I wasn't alive for.
You have to remember it. You can't even be like four, right? It's got to be something you remember.